Welcome to KPL Lip Talks.
In today's podcast, we're blinded by the light. I'm Claudette Stockwell, the library director.
I'm Kim Matherteen, an adult services librarian.
And I'm Kylie Rowan, the marketing and technology librarian.
And so, obviously, we have to talk about the solar eclipse.
Yes, of course.
Were you blinded by it?
Well, I wore those special fancy glasses that the library had.
Excellent.
So I was not blinded by it, but my husband was daring and a couple of times not paying attention, and because we were sharing, you know, we passed the pair back and forth, you know, and yeah, so he would like go to hand them to me and not really pay attention and like, whoa, got blinded.
So. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How about you, Kylie?
So let's first talk about the glasses that we got for the library.
Sure. Let's talk about that because so the last time there was an eclipse, we were behind the eight ball on it and people came and asked, do you have glasses? And we didn't. And
back in 2017?
Yes. Okay. And so I felt really bad about that. So I was like, I'm going to be paying attention this time around.
Be prepared.
And so I was because I got 500 pairs of glasses for free from the Solar Eclipse Activities for Libraries community. I'm going to just shout out to the actual people that made that possible for libraries. So I say, right? But I can't pull it up because I can't read with my glasses actually on. So I registered to receive 500 glasses back in November of 2022.
So 2 years ago.
And the project was funded by Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and it included free eclipse glasses for the public libraries, but you just had to sign up in time to make that happen. So it wasn't even something that cost us any money. And then we became part of the STAR network where we were able to get information and we were able to track exactly where it was going to land. And I'm definitely glad I did it. We went through all 500 pairs.
Yes.
And then some. I would say that especially as it started winding around, so probably like the Friday before, we started fielding phone calls.
And there was phone calls all last week.
Last week.
And
yeah.
Then we ran out. Like we handed out all 500 pairs by like early last week. So
we did.
Yeah. So.
And the media, so I heard, you know, I heard that somebody shouted out on the radio and local TV stations were telling people that libraries had them. So we are not alone.
Yes.
All libraries were getting these questions. And, you know, that just speaks to how libraries really try to help be pivotal for their community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, anybody could make their own and anybody could possibly get their hands on some, but not all of them were safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's important. They had to be. I think it was ISO certified.
Right. And ours were. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would imagine that any other library that if they participated in that particular program, you know, also had certified glasses.
Right.
Not to say that you couldn't have made them with a cereal box, but I think,
you could have made a special viewer. Like we even, we posted about that, like saying like, we are all out of glasses, unfortunately, but like we handed out 500 pairs. Like that's amazing.
It is amazing.
But you can still like make your own little viewer box, just a cereal box.
But you had to be prepared because you would have had to have all your cereal eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, you can always take the bag out.
That's right. Throw it in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
But it's awesome to think of how many people really wanted to see it.
500 pairs. That's a lot.
Exactly. And you figure if this was happening in all the libraries near us, then that's a lot of people everywhere that wanted to view it.
So many libraries. Like I know, I think it was like even like Putnam Library, like they ran out. Like there was
Thompson,
so many libraries.
Like everybody ran out that had them.
So many people were looking for them. So next eclipse, we'll have to see if we can get like double or triple.
Exactly. 20 years from now, someone who is in my shoes, make sure you're paying attention because we definitely want to.
And unprecedented demand.
Yeah, you know? I was definitely paying attention and I didn't want to miss that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't.
Yes. You'll be here in 20 years. Come on.
But will my memory be here? I don't know.
We'll be here with you, Claudette. We'll remind you.
Thank you. Someone's got to remind me. Don't forget the glasses. And so we did not travel. But we did see it from where we were.
Yes. So Connecticut and Killingly specifically, it was like 90%, 92% totality.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it was around like 315 to 330.
It's funny because it started so like I peaked out maybe around 255, I feel like, and it was beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And then just with my drive home, and by the time I settled myself, it might have been like 3:30, somewhere in there. And I can't believe like how much traction happened so quickly.
Yeah.
But you got to see it all.
I did, yes. Yeah. So especially I was able to take off of work, which was wonderful, and go up to Vermont, actually, to specifically go to see the eclipse. My dad was like, he took us to see the last eclipse. We went all the way to Tennessee for that one. We took a family vacation back in 2017, August, and we went to see that special eclipse. And it was just an amazing experience. It wasn't even like super busy or anything. Like we just went and we stayed at, I think at just like a hotel or an Airbnb. And then we were just driving around and we ended up just coming to like a gas station where it was like an open field. And that's where we watched the eclipse. Like we just didn't, like try to go anywhere special. Like we just went anywhere.
And this was the 2017 eclipse.
Yeah, 2017. Yep. And it was just amazing to see. Like it was nothing like. Like, we didn't do anything special. Like, it just, it's an amazing event. Like, that's what made it special.
Right, exactly. The event is special.
And so my dad was like, we're doing this again. Like, we need to go see this. So I was like, okay, I'll come. Like, and Ryan, he wasn't living with me at that time because it was in 2017. And so he was able to take off of work as well and go up to see it. So that was really special. So we got to see it together. So we got an Airbnb up in Lindenville, Vermont. And then we ended up driving to Orleans, Vermont, up by Newport, up by the Canadian border.
I was going to say, from the pictures that you shared with me, I could see the snow on the ground.
Yes, right? There was snow still up there. I was like, oh, it's April. But like today it's been like 70 degrees yesterday, so I don't know.
Yes,
but
I cooked on the barbecue grill last night.
But so we drove up to Orleans and we were like, where can we go that's like close to right off the highway? And we found a cemetery on Google Maps. But we could not find the cemetery in actuality when we were driving there. So we were like, where can we go? We went to the Sunoco that was like right off and like it was packed. So we were like, where else can we go? Like we have to find somewhere. Yeah. And so we just started like driving around and then we stopped. We found another like gas station slash like antique general store. And it was like all out in the middle of like nowhere. Like, you know, like Timbuktu, you know? And then one of the people that we were with was like, I'm just going to drive and like, I'll go down like this dirt road and like see if there's anything there. And he comes back and is like, you will not believe our view. Like, this is amazing. Like, it's just like a road and you can like see for miles.
Nice.
And like all around. So I was like, we're going there.
Yeah.
So we, this was at like probably 11 or no, probably like 12 o'clock we got there.
Okay.
And so we stayed there for like 3 hours, like waiting for the eclipse to happen.
Yeah.
And so like we parked in the shade and waited there. And then we went out into like the middle of the road. And like no cars were going by. Like it was fine. There was just a kid on a motorbike, but, we were able to have the eclipse glasses from the library and we got to see everything happen. And it was just, it was complete totality for 3 minutes.
Went dark. So yeah. Cause you had total darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was 100% totality. And it's so cool how that happens. Like everyone was just so like excited. Like it's just like, you can't like match that energy, you know, of just people like viewing this. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I agree. So for you, when the darkness ended, was it like, I don't know, super bright or was it a slow coming back to brightness?
So when it started getting dark, like you could tell like, ooh, like something's a little off. Mm-hmm. Like it's a little like vibey.
Yeah, you could
like
feel moony, exactly. You know? Something's off. Yeah.
And so like you can tell like when it is like between like 98% and 100% is a huge difference. But so that like small window is when it's like that quick, like huge shift, you know? And so then from like 100 to 100, like going past, like back to the 98%, that is when it gets like really bright again. Like when the sun becomes bright. Mm-hmm. So like you have to put your glasses back on. Mm-hmm. So you can really tell when it is that difference.
Yeah, we could too, even though we didn't have total darkness. It was weird how all of a sudden it just seemed like, wow, now it's getting bright again.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about for you, Kim?
Yes, it was always bright because it never went totally dark, you know?
Yeah, so but it was, didn't you see like some parts where it seemed, I mean, it was never totally dark, but where it, oh I don't know, where it faded I say, kind
and
of.
And it got cold.
Oh, yeah, it was cold. Yeah. It was definitely cold with the sun not out.
It got like many degrees cooler when the sun was covered. So that was really cool.
But yeah, you didn't feel like a, because I know what you're saying, like, Kylie, like, I could feel, like, a weirdness in the sky, like.
It was getting, like, it kind was, like, of almost, like, dusky. Like,
yeah, it was definitely dusky-esque, yes. I don't know, maybe I'm.
Dusky-esque, I love that. Yeah,
maybe I'm not following well, I guess. I'm sorry. Because my brain, I'm thinking of something, so I'm not paying attention very good, maybe.
Oh,
that's
no,
it.
Kimberly.
No, because I have a question. So, and I wasn't where it was, you know, in the totality, but when it was total darkness, did you see the stars? Because they were saying you'd be able to see the stars. So I've had this on my brain while we were continuing the conversation, so I feel like I maybe wasn't following as well as I should have. I'm sorry.
You were distracted. No, it's okay. yes, I did see stars, and I specifically saw, I think, like big bright stars that I think were like two planets that I saw.
Oh, how awesome
so
is
that?
Really
cool. Yeah. I'm not an astronomer. Like, I have no idea, like, what the planets were or anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, you could definitely see, like, two especially bright stars and then the eclipse, you know?
That's awesome.
It's
that
like
is.
A ring of light. Like, it's dark in the middle and a ring of light.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad that we all got to see it.
Yes.
Me too. Yeah.
I do have to say, though, the drive back home. This was terrible. I'm not going to lie. So it was amazing. If I do it again, I would definitely get a hotel.
Yes.
Pre-book it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour max from where you watch the eclipse from. Because I had work the next day here, 7:30 in the morning at the library. So the eclipse ended at like 3:30, 3:45. And we were like, okay.
In the afternoon.
Time to go home.
Exactly.
Like, we were like, I got to pee. I've been sitting here for 3 hours without a bathroom. I need to go to the bathroom. So we were like going back to the Sunoco, like right off the highway. We waited in line for like 40 minutes for that bathroom.
Oh my goodness. It was like peeing from a concert.
There was a closer bathroom at the general store, antique store, but it was a porta potty. I'm not going in there.
I'm with you.
I'd rather wait 40 minutes for a bathroom, not going to lie. But so my parents, they did the porta potty. They passed us. They got right on the highway. We ended up after like 45 minutes, we were able to get on the road going home. So it was probably like 4:30 at that point. And we didn't get home until 3:30 in the morning.
That's really, that's killer.
That's like,
I could have told you that.
At least 11 hours. Yeah. That, but like 11 hours to come from Vermont,
which is
like a 4 to 5 hour drive.
Right.
That was like more than doubled.
I could have told you that because they had reported that's what happened during the last eclipse with the totality, that a 4 hour commute turned to 10 hours. And they were talking about like the restaurants running out of food and, you know, hotels not having any openings and all kinds of crazy.
Yeah. So like our Tennessee eclipse, like we didn't experience like huge traffic that I remember. Like my parents were driving, like I was younger. So like I maybe wasn't paying enough attention, but like it was not nearly as bad. Like we were also staying at like a motel or a hotel or an Airbnb or something like in that area. So it definitely was not as bad. But this time, insane with the amount of traffic. Like we were stopped and like we like were in like no service areas as well. So like trying to like call my parents, like, which road are you on? Which road is better to take? Like that kind of thing. And my dad's like, get off the highway. Like it's what, like it stopped traffic. And I was like, I don't have service. I need to stay on the highway because I don't know where I'm going. Like I have to stay on this. And so we ended up getting off the highway and taking his advice. And then we were in stop traffic there as well.
On
dirt back roads. We like drove up like mountains. Like it was just crazy.
That's rough. That is rough.
But I did, like we were like, we need dinner. And we were like, it was like 6 o'clock or like 5:50 or something. And we were like 45 minutes away from the restaurant that we were going to. And I called to like see if I could like make a reservation for two people because I was like, we're going to get there in like 45 minutes. Can we make a reservation? And they're like, we don't take reservations, but we take a call list. And so we did that. And we didn't get there until 8 p.m.
Wow.
Because like we didn't know it was going to be that bad.
Yeah.
And so they still like, we went in and there was a couple that went in right before us and they tried to get a seat and they were like, sorry, there's no availability. Like we can't seat you. And we're like, oh no, like I need
to eat.
I need to eat something, you know? And so
peanuts at the bar.
Right. And so I was like, I called at like 6 o'clock that we just got here now. Like, can we still sit? And they were like, yes, yes. You were on the list.
Thank goodness.
You can still sit and eat. So that was
a smart move on your part. Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then like trying to find like bathrooms on the way. And like making sure you had enough gas, like that was just a lot. And then like driving back home, like Ryan was driving, like he's the main one that drives, and he drove for like 10 hours straight.
That's a lot on one person.
And then I drove from Worcester home.
Okay.
At like 3 a.m.
Yeah, and you're just exhausted. You're running on autopilot at that time.
And that was rough because I hate driving. I've been in multiple car accidents, so like. It's really bad. And even at night, like, especially with like traffic and with construction and things like that, which is happening right now.
Yeah.
So trying to drive home through that while Ryan's asleep in the passenger seat. Cause he's like just out of it. Like he's like, sleeping, sitting up, like just like shaking his head. Like what? I'm asleep. trying to like help me direct me to where to go and everything. So it was just rough.
I think that a lot of people, there must've just been like, I don't know, like a excitedness, I think, built as the time for it approached. Mm-hmm. Because for the amount of calls that we got, even up to that day of, I think maybe people weren't necessarily planning on viewing it. And then were like, oh, you know, like, I mean, obviously the people thing. That
everybody's
were,
talking about it. Right.
Right. I think that could have been part of that mass because I don't remember it being. I mean, I know people were asking back in 2017. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that I myself felt that rush like.
Right.
This, you know, like this year, like, I don't know. It was like, we have to see it. So I don't know what it was, but maybe it's because there's not going to be one for a really long time.
That
I don't
could
know.
Be.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure. But yeah.
I mean, there's never any guarantees if you'll be here or not. But when you're approaching a certain age, there's a pretty good chance you won't be here in 20 years, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty doom and gloom of us.
My grandparents went up to see it with us.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
And so it was special because this is, I think, their first eclipse that they've seen. And so it was really special that they got to see it, especially with us.
Oh, wonderful.
And how they watched it, like they were sitting, like laying down in the back of my aunt's and uncle's truck.
That's
and
so cute.
Like we had like the dog bed like under their head and like we had a coat and everything. Yeah. And they were just sitting there with the glasses on, like just with their heads
oh,
up.
Oh, awesome.
That is adorable.
Yeah.
Just cuddling together. It was so sweet.
That's great.
I have to show you the picture later.
Yeah.
And you know what's sweet is that it doesn't really matter where you are, where you're listening, if it's happening in your world, that for a moment or half an hour, right, that there's so many of us having a shared experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Well, it's amazing. Even with all the traffic and everything, I would definitely do it again.
Just make little tiny changes.
Yes. Like that's right.
Stay in somewhere.
I would take another day off of work.
Make sure you have some snacks in your bag. Always have emergency snacks.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with that, right?
Yeah.
And it's not as easy for you, but I would say, you know, a jar, an empty jar. It's great for the guy, at least, you know, no potty stops.
Right.
Hey, that's in a worst case scenario, you just have to pull over on the side of the road.
I get it now.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's true. Yep.
Yeah.
I have an aunt that used to travel all around the world, and she would sometimes,
exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I would probably just make a mess, so I would just bear it on the side of the road somewhere. But, you know, it's times like that. If you're a guy, you really are. You have it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, thanks everybody for listening.
Catch you later.
Bye.